it's time for the celebrity snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Bite Nelly. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher now?
Yes, now.
Huggy. Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Check. Silver Will.
Hello, Hug.
Check. J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Check. The most interesting morning show on radio. All here 3 days in a row. Oh, say it ain't so. The perfect attendance posse. Now, I don't want to rehash the past about yesterday's little mishap, but ever since it went down, I've been calling in every half an hour trying to get through like I wanted to win family reunion tickets. But nope, I got the backhand of the beige man yesterday. I mean, I was right at the gate looking at the plane on the runway, and the fly jock was flipping me the bird. Oh, yeah, treated me like Dez Bryant's mama wearing an RG3 jersey. Similar to Jay, he kicked me in the butt like Bopper. Simple Tom's the male Christina Babakita. And Jay, I heard you treated me like Fred Willard. You wore me out yesterday. Everybody and their baby mama was telling me about what came out that hot as a mofo's mouth yesterday.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
They said, you said, this Negro worked 4 minutes. 4 minutes and still can't call in on time. CJ, you set the standards high. Everybody else's lives sound like bullshiggity compared to your lives. I can't even make up stuff to compare to your lives, Jay. I was going to tell Tom that I answered an ad on Craigslist from someone in Arizona that was looking for a spiritual advisor and a Uno and Bidwith partner.
That's a good
but
one.
But that sound like bullshiggity.
I love that.
Then I was going to say I pulled a groin muscle and had a carpal tunnel at the strip club at the same damn time. But that sound like bullshiggity. And then I was going to say I was hanging out with a red bone with chocolate legs so my brown sisters don't get mad.
Uh-oh.
Then I was going to say I lost my TV dad yesterday. Yep, Tom, if you grew up in a single parent household with your mama Shamley and Hemsley, where's your daddy? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. George Jefferson and James Evans was your TV daddy. George Jefferson was the black businessman owner, and James Evans was a strong black dad that didn't take no shiggy. And despite their economic background, they still both held it down. Y'all know what I discovered yesterday after hearing my TV dad, George Jefferson, pass away?
What?
That not only is George dead, but Weezy is dead, Tom and Helen is dead, and Mr. Bentley. Which means the maid did it. Florence got rid of everybody, y'all. Marla Gibbs is a suspect. And Ralph the doorman is witness protection right now.
Ralph.
There you go, J. Anthony Brown is good.
Beautiful.